You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists are finding promising new signs of resilience on the Great Barrier Reef, which has been severely impacted in recent years by mass coral bleaching events. A new survey from the Australian Institute of Marine Science found that coral cover was on the rise in northern and central segments of the reef. The Institute's chief executive, Mike Emsley, says it's encouraging to see vibrant coral growing in areas that were once barren and bleached.
A really important message, you know, that we shouldn't give up hope. The reef's not dead. It's still an amazing, vibrant place. And, you know, given the opportunity, it can recover. But, you know, the issue is, I think, that the increasing frequency that we're now seeing in these bleaching events is a major concern. And we really need to take, you know, action to reduce emissions, I think, to try and limit warming, which of course feeds into these bleaching events. And the fact that we saw a bleaching event this year, which was a La Nina year, is obviously really concerning.
The northern and central segments had more coral than at any other point since sampling began in 1986. But the southern section of the reef had experienced a slight decline in coral cover. Dr. Emsley says the new growth is promising but precarious and could easily be reversed in another bleaching event.
As the results from the southern Great Barrier Reef show, you know, it doesn't take much to actually turn this recovery around, and we could start to see coral cover plummet again if we get future intense acute disturbances.
Marine biologist Dr. Peter Mumby says the Great Barrier Reef is extremely resilient, but it can only be pushed so far.
It's what we would expect to see of a healthy ecosystem, and it tells us that the reef still has this inherent resilience. But it also emphasizes that it's quite sensitive to disturbance, and that, you know, the last 2 years have been relatively quiet. There haven't been as many cyclones as usual. And those crown of thorn starfish that eat corals haven't been as much of a problem in the last few years. The reef has responded positively as a result of that. So that's good. The concern, of course, is that because the reef is sensitive to these sorts of disturbances, that the increasing frequency of coral bleaching events that we are witnessing is a major cause for concern. We're expecting to see these things happening once every 2 to 3 years.
Scientists say it's a brittle recovery. Crown of thorns starfish prey upon the same species of coral that are slowly growing back. An outbreak could quickly wipe out any progress. The Great Barrier Reef has experienced 4 mass bleaching events in the past 6 years. Professor Mumby says coral bleaching fueled by rising ocean temperatures remains the reef's main threat.
Nowhere else on Earth has the frequency of coral bleaching that we're experiencing at the moment. And so we seem to be leading the charge into the climate change impacts. And that really is why we need to do everything we can to reduce our emissions and, you know, limit these bleaching events, because these new results from the Australian Institute of Marine Science tell us once again that if you can reduce the damage on the reef for a little bit, the reef will respond positively.
Earlier this year, the Great Barrier Reef was hit by the first ever mass bleaching event in a La Nina cycle. Steve Trask, SBS News.